We are here to make you money.
How do you say that?
How do you know that?
Five simple words,
that's impossible,
Mr. Michaels.
To know.
Back up the Brinks truck.
Who you betting on? Always on black, fat stats in the pocket, whole squad, fast cash. Send the bookie, tell him bring it from the bag. Know we coming for the bag. West Coast, 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 West Coast gang.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, to the few in attendance and the thousands listening around the world, let's get ready to gamble. My name is Tony Cavallo. As always, I'm joined by Matthew Dangles, D'Angelo Antonio, Schaefer the Sharp, Drew Schaefer Crookston, and we are the West Coast Gamblers. And boys, today it's all about the tournament. March Madness is upon us. We have the first four on Thursday. We have the opening round Friday and Saturday, and we're going to be giving you bets for each region of the bracket, all the opening round games. We have little nuggets that we're going to give out because we are the show that makes you money. We're going to be starting off with the South and the Midwest. I'm pumped about it. I know these two are pumped about it. But first, before we even get into breaking down the games and telling you who's going to be there and who's going to win you money, at first I want to start off with the first four, Drew, because I know you don't care about these games, but I do, because I'm getting antsy. I want to make some money immediately. Thursday night, we have four games to pick from. Two 16 matchups and then a few 11 matchups with some major conferences that should be in the tournament. I know I'm excited about it. Dangles is excited about it. Are you excited about it? You ready to give the listeners a pick right at the top?
He's excited to see Sparty lose, I'm sure.
Well, Tony, listen, don't, if you put words in my mouth again, you're going to get a fist in your mouth from Schaefer the Sharp. It's not that I don't care about the first four. Of course I care about the equity that we can give our listeners. I don't care necessarily for the bracket pool challenges, but of course, absolutely, let's get after it. Let's make some money right away tomorrow night. First four, here we come.
All right, so what do you got, Drew? First four, let's start us off. What's your Brinks truck bet for the first four matchups?
Well, I am actually looking to the very first game of the first four. We got Mount St. Mary's playing Texas Southern, and I will be watching
intently.
Don't
tell me. Don't tell me you're taking a Mount St. Mary's game.
I will be watching intently because, of course, the winner of this plays my beloved Wolverines on Saturday. And, you know, I've always had quite an affection for Mr. Joe Lunardi, and he said he likes Mount St. Mary's. I looked it up. This line opened at 2.5. That Mount St. Mary's was getting 2.5. It came all the way down to Pick'em. Now, you know me, I'm a sharp. I don't like getting the worst of the number.
Yeah.
But I saw it at Pick, and I like not having to deal with a point spread. We're gonna deal with spreads for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Let's just pick a straight up winner. Mount St. Mary's, baby. First game out of the gates. I'm taking the Mount at -110 PK, the Mount, baby, beating Texas Southern. Let's go.
And I want to say, about how many minutes of your life have you spent researching these two teams?
Over 25.
25? No chance.
Yeah.
No chance. Over 25. That's 25.
Yes, I have.
It might be 25 seconds. Dangles.
Listen, Mount St. Mary's, Mount St. Mary's roster is like the Monstars. They got three guys over 6'9 in their front guard, and they got like a 5'7 little scatterbug point guard. I love it. I love it. Mount St. Mary's, we're taking them down.
Dangles, first four, give me a Brinks truck bet for the Thursday night game.
Oh, man. Well, if one bet on a 16 versus 16 potential matchup wasn't good enough for you, how about How about two of them?
Yeah,
Going to the other game, though, we've got Norfolk State against Appalachian State. I love this matchup for Norfolk. Folk stake. Like you, Drew, I'm going with a straight winner because we're going to be talking about a lot of spreads on this show, so I went straight money line on this game. I've got Norfolk State winning against Appalachian State, +135. Plus money's always great. Norfolk State's a deep team. They rotate 11 guys through that lineup. They shoot very well from outside. Appalachian State lost 6 of 7 to end the season before they went on a tear and won the Sun Belt. I'm just looking at the money line here because I think depth and consistent shooting prevail against this Mountaineer team that clearly has to get on a streak to win. So Norfolk State beats Appalachian State straight up, +135. That's your Dangles Brinks truck. Back it up, baby.
I could find 11 guys at the neighborhood Y that could beat Norfolk State right now. Right now.
Could you?
I don't know why you guys are wasting your time on the 16 versus 16 matchups, because that is a straight...
Why go for the ones that are going to be sweaty? I don't want to bet on a fucking sweat fest, which is exactly what UCLA Michigan State is going to be. I'd rather go for one of these 16 seed games. Okay, so that leaves us with the completely unpredictable Wichita State versus Drake.
It's not unpredictable. It is not unpredictable, Dangles, because I told you this on the Sunday show when we were going through our brackets. If the player for Drake, the best player that they have, the leading scorer on their team, Shaquan Hemphill, came back, Drake was going to win this game. And he is coming back. He's not only coming back for this game, but there's a likelihood that if they win this, they're going to beat USC the next day. I am picking Drake -1.5. And not only that, I am going further. If you go to DraftKings right now, they have player props for these games already. And Shaquan Hemphill, his over-under point total is 12.5. His average is 14. If you don't think this guy is going to get the ball and get all the shots that they need to hit, Drake, and they're going to be running up and down the court, this kid is going to have the chance to get 12.5 points by halftime. I love Drake -1.5. Furthermore, I love Hemphill, his player point total over 12.5. And that's it, folks. You're already making money on the West Coast Gamblers because we're giving out first four picks. But before we dive into the regions, before we dive into the opening round matchups, I said it already. We gave out our brackets on Sunday. We made our picks, our final fours. We made our way too early brackets. Before we dive forward, do you guys want to make any changes, big-time changes? We all had Illinois winning. We all had Winthrop in the Sweet 16. We all had UCSB beating Creighton. I don't know if I heard one pundit pick Creighton to win that game, so I'm a little bit worried that UCSB might be the popular pick. But before we move forward, do you guys have any changes you want to make?
Not only did no one that I heard pick Creighton, Dangles, two dogs, your mother, Tony, and my 9-year-old daughter also picked UCSB to move on. So that's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Can't wait to see the handle on that. However, I do have a change to make. You know, guys, I thought about it long and hard. When your team's a one seed and you don't pick them to go to the Final Four, what are you doing? Are you a loser? Are you a nerd? Because I heard no one give my Wolverines a shot to the Final Four. And I have sources in Ann Arbor that say if Michigan makes it to the second weekend, which I'm firmly confident they will, Mr. Livers could be back in uniform. So, yes,
oh.
I am changing my pick. I am going Gonzaga, Michigan on the left side of the bracket, and I'm kicking the Baylor Bears out. Listen, this is going to be interesting, Tone. I know you have my Final Four team now in the South, the Arkansas Razorbacks, losing as a 3 seed in the first round to Colgate. I'm advancing them into the Final Four. I'm kicking Baylor out. It's going to be Arkansas, Illinois, Zaga, Michigan. I'm still going to stick with Illinois over Zaga in the final, but I can't not put my Wolverines in the Final Four when they're one seed. Come on.
I'll talk about Kansas later when we break down their games because my best bet involves them. But KU is having some troubles with COVID. They're losing a lot of players, and I have them going to the Final Four. I did not do that in my bracket anymore. I took the Zags because I think Gonzaga, I think KU is the only threat to them in that bracket, and if KU is not at full health, they might not even make it to the second weekend. And also, Drew, I may have killed Michigan a little bit earlier than I wanted to. That LSU matchup, if they get there, is not an easy matchup for a Livers-less Michigan. So I'd be a little bit worried about LSU pulling off an upset, and that might be something that Tony took in all the brackets he placed online. Dangles, do you have any big changes you want to make?
Just one that I'd bring up, and it's not even as big as y'all's. I've rethought my consideration on Brigham Young getting into the Sweet 16. I do think they lose to Texas in that second round game. Outside of that, I feel pretty good about everything else. But I do have Texas going through over BYU into the Sweet 16. They still, I think, lose to Bama in the Sweet 16. But that was one tweak that I kind of went back and I was like, I don't see Brigham Young beating Texas.
All right, now let's move on to breaking down these regions one by one, and we're going to start off with the South, that Colgate-Arkansas matchup, because there's a lot of upsets that we had on Sunday in this round, and we're going to see if the bets hold up. So we're going into the South region, Baylor's region, right after this.
West Coast Gamblers.
Get ready, race fans, because the ultimate NASCAR experience is about to hit the airwaves. Welcome to Pit Pass NASCAR, the podcast that takes you deep into the heart-pounding world of NASCAR racing.
Join us each week as we bring you closer to the NASCAR action with exclusive interviews and all the news and rumors you need with your favorite drivers, team members, and industry insiders.
So whether you're a fan of super speedways, short ovals, or road racing, or you've just watched Talladega Nights, Pit Pass NASCAR is the podcast you've been waiting for.
Get ready to fuel your passion for NASCAR like never before. Subscribe now to Pit Pass NASCAR on your favorite podcast platform or head to evergreenpodcast.com and get ready to join us.
Launching in the fall on Evergreen Podcast Network. Follow us on social media at pitpass_NASCAR to stay up to date with everything you need to know about the podcast.
All right, let's break down these regions one by one, with starting with the Baylor Bears. Now, a lot of us had Baylor going far in the bracket, but we're talking about lines against the spread, over-unders, and I gave you each a task to bring me one Brinks truck bet out of this region. But before we get there, I'm sure you guys have feelers on a couple of these, a couple of leans. So before we get to the Brinks truck bet for the South region, let's go to Shea for the Sharp. What are you hearing? What are you feeling? Where are you leaning on this first round matchup for the South?
Well, guys, you know, it's so funny when, and the word narrative is thrown around a lot in media, but it's so funny to, like you said, Tone, it's so funny how people grasp to these ideas that, like, for example, Texas Tech, right? I like Utah State coming out of to beat Texas Tech. But we're talking about a Chris Beard team that in two tournament appearances, he's been dead nuts in the tournament. Now, Texas Tech clearly isn't the same team that had Jared Culver, an NBA talent. But, however, I wanted to bet Utah State here, but, I mean, 4 points just seems thin. Yeah. It just seems thin. Now, I have been advancing. And same thing with Winthrop and Villanova. I have not heard one person give Villanova a chance. Now, of course, they have that huge injury, but let's not forget, they have Jay Wright. And they've won two national championships the last 7 years. You think they don't know, sitting in quarantine in Indianapolis, that no one is picking them?
Yeah.
I want to stay far away from that game. I'm sorry. I don't want to touch that game. So those are my two leans. However, I do have one lean, and it kind of goes into a prop. I know we're talking props later. I am taking an alternate spread in the Baylor-Hartford game.
Oh.
I'm taking Baylor minus 29.5 to beat the Pimple Poppers, as Mr. Cavallo would say. And I can get that price at plus 143.
Okay.
I like Baylor in a blowout. That's gonna be my little zag here in this region. Baylor alternate spread minus 29.5 at plus 143.
I love that too. I'm Baylor minus 26 was one of my leans. It's a bet I'm going to be taking. I've had this since the beginning. I've seen Hartford, and I don't think Hartford. They might be losing by 30 by the first whistle. Like, I'm worried about Hartford. I feel like there's going to be a lot of tears on that bench by the end of this. Like, why are we even here? But hey, Baylor Bears all the way. I like the alternate spread though. If you really believe in Baylor, why not make it a little bit more fruitful for yourself? Dangles, you got any leans before we head into the Brinks truck bet for this region?
Ooh, leans, man. I don't know about that. I just came in ready for my Brinks truck bet. I do agree with Drew. I'm staying far, far away from that Villanova Winthrop game.
We were sorry, Dangles, but we were so excited to make these Winthrop picks, to make these UCSB picks, and I found it a little bit fishy when all three of us had Winthrop in the Sweet 16. But now we see pundits everywhere picking this. It's you never want to do this in the NFL. We know that when nobody believes in us team, when everyone thinks the Patriots are going to run over the Eagles in the Super Bowl, shit always happens. And I'm a little bit worried, and this game is one of them, this Villanova-Winthrop matchup. I might not touch it at all. I might just lean back and say, you know what, I know Winthrop is plus 215 on the money line, and I have them winning in my bracket, but I don't know if I'm might be a little bit worried. And God forbid if I bet Nova going against my own gut. Like, I don't know what to do, Drew.
Guys, you got to remember, too, this is basketball, right? It's 5-on-5. We're not playing 11-on-11 with pads. Now, these small schools of Winthrop, typically when they're playing high-level Division I guys at five positions, most likely the person they're guarding is going to be probably stronger, faster, more skilled. You can't just throw away the competition level. Yeah, you know, Winthrop was 23-1. But again, Villanova, this team won two national championships the last 7 years, and it's just going to be very interesting. Now, saying that, Winthrop could absolutely win. They absolutely could win. They certainly could cover the spread. I just think a Jay Wright team, especially in quarantine when there's nothing to do in that hotel room, they've got to see all these pundits taking Winthrop, 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 Winthrop. So
yeah.
I agree with you. I think you know, the best thing you can do in March Madness, the best skill you can have is that yellow light. Put on the brakes, just wait. And I agree. I just think that's a stay away game for me.
Now, you brought up Utah being plus 4. You don't like taking that spread, but Utah is plus 160 on the money line, and I still feel like Utah State's going to beat Texas Tech. I have them in all my brackets. I'm definitely leaning taking that Utah State money line and riding with it because, again, Texas Tech, 6'7", is their center right now. Utah State is a big team. I just think they're going to be able to beat them up down there. And there's no athletic difference between those two conferences. I think they match up pretty well. Dangles?
One place I might look for a lean, I was going to say, and you make good points about both of those games, is the spread. If you look at it, and I know it might sound crazy, in the Ohio State Oral Roberts game is 16.5 right now. A, that's a really big number. B, Oral Roberts has the top top scorer in the nation in Max Abmas, and Ohio State could be down one of its top defensive players in Kyle Young, who's been dealing with some concussions. So look, it might be, even if Kyle Young does play, I still like Oral Roberts potentially to cover that spread. It's not my Brinks truck bet, but I do like that just because it's such a big number and because you've got the best scorer in the nation on the Golden Eagles.
I like that. I like that a lot. Drew, any love for the Colgate Arkansas over? It's the highest one in the weekend, 161, but these teams run up and down the floor. They both like to play at a fast pace. I think if they hit shots, they could hit this number, and it'd be the only thing that scares me is it's the second game of the day, and so these kids are going to be playing at noon on their body clock, so those opening jump shots might be a little bit short, and you got to hit them all if you want to hit 161 in a college game.
You're right, Tone, and I do have some love on this game, but strangely enough, I'm not taking the total for both teams. I'm taking the total for one team.
Ooh.
Colgate is capable. They are definitely capable of staying this game, covering the number, and potentially knocking off my Final Four team in the first round. However, they can't play defense.
No.
They cannot play defense. Nope. And Arkansas can run up and down. If they make shots, I think they cruise this number. So I am probably going to sprinkle something on Arkansas's team total all the way up to 84.5. I like them to score 85 points here.
Wow.
I really do. I think they can score
40. That's a college number.
Well, listen, I think they're good. When you obviously have to break down the math, that's 42.5 points, a half. And I think they cruise that. My only concern, and this is a little mini Schaefer the Sharp school of gambling here, you have to be concerned about these spreads. If the game gets out of hand, especially in the first or second round,
yeah,
these teams, especially the high seeds, they don't want to show much to the, you know, it's their first round. They want to save their legs. They want to save some of their personnel. So I've seen so many times in Vegas in the sports book, you take a total, you take an over, and it just bleeds the living hell out of you, sucks the life out of you as you watch a team take the air of the ball in the last 10 minutes. So be wary of that. However, I am going to have some love here. I'm glad you said that. I'm gonna sprinkle something on Arkansas's team total 84.5.
All right, let's not belabor the point anymore. Let's get to the Brinks truck bet for the South region. I will start because I want to teach a lesson that longtime listeners of this show have learned already, but new listeners might want to hear. We had a guest on this show not too long ago from the sportsbettingdime.com, and he told us the best thing you can do when you're trying to make a pick is shop the line. There are many places out there now that you can make a play, especially if online gambling is legal in your state, like Drew's. And there are many different sports books. And on NCAA, there's a lot of games to play, and there's a lot of numbers out there. The number on this game, for me, switched almost a point and a half depending on what sports book I went to. So if you go to FanDuel, and this is not a promotion for FanDuel, but if you go to FanDuel and you think like me that this Colgate-Arkansas game is going to be closer than Drew thinks, and Colgate has a chance as a 14 seed to beat the 3 seed, they're going to have to keep it close. They're going to have to be in it. And my Brinks truck bet in this game, I think this is going to be a highlight reel game. I love this game. I can't wait to see it unfold. I think Colgate has a chance to keep it close. And if you're giving me 9.5 points on FanDuel, 9.5 points, I'm playing Colgate plus 9.5 to keep it close, opening round, literally the second game of the day. I can't wait. I think Virginia Tech starts us off. Fuck that game. Turn on Colgate, Arkansas. Enjoy yourself a win. That's my Brinks truck bet. Dangles, you're shaking your head. What's your Brinks truck bet, my friend?
Well, I mean, I think there's no way. There's no way Colgate shows up for this game. There's absolutely no way. Do you know how many teams they played this year?
Nope.
Five. They played five other teams. Army, Bucknell, Holy Cross, Boston University.
And Arkansas.
And Loyola of Maryland in the conference tournament. This team, as our friend Joe Lenardi said, this team has never seen the level of athlete this season that they are going to see in Moses Moody and this Arkansas team. They have absolutely no chance. And furthermore, I think this game goes under. I think you could go the unders. Once I got it at 162.5 yesterday, and I'm going to stick with that. I don't think there's any chance these teams put up 80 points. But I know you asked for an against the spread pick here, Tony.
Yep. After you just ruined mine, go for
well,
it.
Well, that's too bad. I think Colgate loses, but I do think they cover the spread. So I'm taking them.
That's what I said. That's exactly what I just said.
Is it? Oh, I must have missed that
part. I'm blowing out my microphone because I'm getting that. That's exactly what I just said. Colgate plus 9.5 is my Brink's Truck pick. If that's your Brink's Truck pick, Dangles, I'm throwing you off the – you're in timeout. You're not talking for the next 5 minutes. You're on mute.
No, it totally was my Brink's Truck pick.
Oh,
my
God.
I think they hit the under.
They've only played five teams all year. They played Army, Bucknell, and my left foot.
They have only played five teams this year.
Unbelievable. Drew, what do you save this Brink's Truck segment, please? Both Dangles and I are on Colgate, even though Dangles hates Colgate.
So I was on Mr. Kendrick Perkins and our dear friend Gina's pod last week, and I gave out a big loser because I took North Texas under in the first half. Now, North Texas is offensively challenged.
Yes, okay? They are.
Now, they decide to play Middle Tennessee State and combine for 14 three-pointers in the first half. Lottie frickin' da! But let's take a look at their point totals after Schaefer the Sharp bets him on a podcast in his debut. 61, 54, 61. They are playing the Purdue Boilermakers that played in the Premier Conference in the nation. Purdue is tough as nails. Matt Painter, the last time we saw Purdue, they were a member of the tip, Mbate, for Virginia at the buzzer to force that game into overtime. Virginia goes on to win the national championship. Carson Edwards was red hot. I believe in my heart. I lean towards the under here at under 126.5. I might take an under on North Texas's team total. However, my backup the Brink's Truck bet for this region, the South region, Purdue Boilermakers, -7.5 against the North Texas Mean Green. I think this game is going to get out of hand. I think it might be a double-digit game at halftime, and Purdue milks this game away. I love Purdue, -7.5. That is the Brink's Truck bet for the South region.
I love it. And before we move on, you did bring up something I wanted to talk about. Are you interested at all, Schaefer the Sharp, or is it a dumb play to try and play these games by halves? Because you said yourself you're worried about teams bleeding out the clock. They don't want to rest their starters if they're beating them big. Is there any money at all to be made in playing, let's say, a first half over instead of a game over because you're worried about the end-of-game shenanigans or first half spread?
You know, Tone, it's a valid question, and I wish I had better insight. Of course, there's money to be made, but it's so hard. I think especially with these new venues and the fact they maybe haven't practiced the venues, I'm a little concerned about any kind of totals in the first half going over, because I think these teams might take a minute to warm up, might have to get their sea legs under them, get the shooting background down. But absolutely, I mean, this, you know, look, North Texas has not, their last seven halves after I made the bet, their last seven halves combined team total with their opponents, the last seven halves, they're averaging 52.5 points. 52.5 points. This team cannot play offense. They move slow. And again, we talked about that athletic difference. I think Purdue's going to wipe the floor with him. So I like him here for 40 minutes as opposed to 20 minutes. But as a general rule of thumb, Tone, if you like a team to win at 40 minutes, you can always sprinkle something in the first 20.
Yeah.
There's no problem with that.
Yeah.
So maybe split your bet, maybe sprinkle a little bit on the first half. But for this game, I love Purdue -7.5.
All right, that's it for the South. Dangles and I somehow are both on Colgate +9.5, and Drew is on Purdue -7.5. Those are your Brink's Truck bets. Let's move on to the second slate of Friday games, the second region, the region where our champion, the three of us all picked Illinois, and they're coming up next.
Dub C to the G, West Coast Gamblers.
Running should be simple. Just put on your shoes and go. And yet, when you try to learn about how to get better at it, especially as you age, you're confronted with conflicting advice, complicated workouts, and confusing nutrition trends that just won't work for you. On The Planted Runner, I'll share exactly how to run faster, longer, and feel great doing it at any age, because you don't have time to waste. I'm Coach Claire Bartholik, and I went from not running at all in my late 30s to finishing a marathon in 2:58 at age 42, all on a plant-based diet. I've helped hundreds of runners achieve new personal records well into their 60s and even 70s with science-backed training, plant-based nutrition, and proven mental strength techniques. Each episode of The Planted Runner is like a private coaching session on the run where you'll learn from me and the guests I interview. You'll get actionable lessons to help you become a better runner every week and reach goals you never thought possible. Whether you're training for your first 5K or your 50th marathon, take along The Planted Runner on your next run. Let me show you how your best running is still ahead of you.
Let's move on to the Midwest. These players are also playing on Friday. His name is Coburn. He's on Illinois. I'm not taking that spread in the beginning game, though, because, again, those big spreads get wonky. And Drexel, you know, they're a little feisty. They're a tiny little bit feisty. But Shea for the Sharp, before we give our Brinks Truck bets, do you have any leans on the 8 Midwest opening round games? Because there's a couple of fun ones.
Boys, keep your pants on, but I really like the Orange here at +3. I've come full circle.
Yeah.
I love Brian Dutcher. I love Brian Dutcher and SDSU, obviously former assistant for Steve Fish in the Fab Five. However, you know, Syracuse has that. They just have that feel of they're going to win. I mean, I don't know what their record is in the first round the last couple of years, but it's been great. So I am definitely leaning. Leaning Syracuse at +3.
Keep going.
Okay, that's good. So I was going to transition to another lean. I wasn't sure that was going to keep going on.
Talking about Jim Boeheim winning in March, I'm going to sing that song in my head.
So Syracuse is a good lean for me. I also lean Rutgers. They're the only higher seed team favored. I like the money line in that Clemson game. I would recommend not to watch that game. That's going to be a rock fight.
Yeah,
it's might sprinkle something on the under there. And then something tells me that Oregon State slipper is going to absolutely shatter against Tennessee.
Thank you.
I'm not a big Oregon State believer. So I would lean Tennessee as well.
So Dangles actually introduced us to a very fun knockout pool where you have to pick two winners. It's like when you're picking knockout in an NFL season each week. You have to pick two winners each day, and you can't pick the same team twice. And then when you get to the Sweet 16, you only have to pick one team for every day. One of my picks is Tennessee. There's no chance Oregon State comes out
Great
and
pick.
Beats Tennessee.
Great
there
pick.
Is zero chance. Tennessee, Cuse is one of my leans at +3, but I wasn't going to give that out as my Brinks Truck bet because I'm not a complete homer. And I also, my Brinks Truck bet, though, to go a little bit early on this, because I don't have too many leans in the Midwest. There's a lot of spreads. I like the games that I'm going to see, but I don't have a lot of thoughts on what's going to happen. Tennessee -7.5, I think they're going to kill them. I think Oregon State, the reason why they won the Pac-12 was because they hit over 50% of their three-pointers. I don't think that's going to happen against the length and strength of the Tennessee Volunteer defense. I see Tennessee wiping the floor with this Oregon State team that was subpar against Pac-12 competition. Tennessee -7.5 is my Brinks Truck bet for this region. Dangles, do you have any leans, or do you want to jump right to your Brinks Truck bet as well?
I think the only lean I have is Syracuse +2.5 against San Diego State at -112. I think the line has moved up to 3 at this point, but I was able to get it at 2.5 yesterday. Look, we're feisty in March, even if our squad doesn't have like a great season to show for it. Remember, we made it to the Sweet 16 and is an 11 seed via a play-in game back in 2018, and the Final Four is a 10 seed in 2016, the year that we had Malachi Richardson. So look, I think this team is competitive in March. They always are. San Diego State is a team that can pour it on, but I love Cuse to cover that spread and win that first round game.
Speaking of Syracuse making that Final Four, that's when Shea for the Sharp, you have to find friends in your life that are as good to you as Shea for the Sharp is to me. Because I was working that night where they were playing that Elite Eight matchup, and I was not able to watch it. I shut off my phone. I shut off all communication. I almost punched one of my coworkers when he tried to break the score to me because he knew I went to Syracuse. And then I went to Drew's house afterwards, after the shift that night, and he had that game recorded for me. And I watched that game, unknowing what had happened in the game, and he knew what happened, but he sat there and watched it with me, with the group of guys, just so they could see my natural reaction to the Syracuse comeback win.
What a guy!
You forgot to tell the listeners that I lost significant money on that game.
You lost. Like you had to watch
dinner?
That torture again.
Anything for you, Tony Squares.
You're such a nice guy. So Dangles, your Brinks Truck bet is the Cuse at +3 or +2.5.
No, that was my lean. That was just a lean. My Brinks Truck bet, if we're gonna go there, is Georgia Tech also +2.5 against Loyola Chicago at -108. It's now a 4.5-point spread. I think if Georgia Tech can beat Florida State, they can beat Sister Jean no problem. Georgia Tech, by the way, did beat Florida State in the ACC championship. championship game. Loyola Chicago lost its only game against a Power 5 school this year in Wisconsin, and they've only played one other tourney team this year, and that's Drake, who's in a play-in game. So that means they were on the bubble, Drake. So look, I think Georgia Tech plus 2.5 against Loyola Chicago. I think they win that game outright beyond covering the spread. That is my Brinks truck bet for the Midwest.
And you said it slipped all the way to 4.5 in Loyola's favor.
That's correct, which means that people are losing faith in Georgia Tech for some reason. I'm not sure why that's the case, but...
Georgia Tech won the ACC. Like, yes. I understand Virginia missed, you know, they had to step out. Duke had to step... Georgia Tech beat some damn good teams this year.
Yes.
I don't know why Loyola is... I might take Georgia Tech plus 4.5 as well, Dangles. What do you have, Drew?
I have insight on that, fellas, and I'm going to piggyback off my friend's Dangles here because my best bet is also... the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets at plus 4.5. Not 2.5, plus 4.5. And I have some insight of why that spread is going up. There has been a member of Georgia Tech's traveling party that has tested positive for the coronavirus. However, it is unclear if it is a contributor or a personnel member. So, again, I don't care. I'm making up the rules here. This is a caveat. As long as that member is not Moses Wright or their point guard, Jose Alvarado, that will be my Brink Trucks bet at plus 4.5. But I think that's the reason the spread is moving. There's a member of their traveling party that has COVID, so we will see. And Tony, just make a note, if that is the case, if one of their starters is out, I'll make Tennessee my Brink's truck bet. However, I love this Georgia Tech spread, Dangles. I'm right with you. I think this team is hot. I think Josh Pattner not only has experience as a coach at Memphis, he's got experience as a player at Arizona, played under Lute Olson. I really like this coaching matchup. I think Loyola, this spread is under 130, guys. 4.5 is a lot of points for a spread under 130.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not taking them to win. I'm taking them to cover 4.5. There's so many opportunities there for them to cover. And I know we were kind of rough on Sister Jean last week, so I'm not going to be too rough. But I'm saying this is a win-win. This is a win-win because if Georgia Tech wins, you know, we get our money and we're happy. However, if Loyola wins, we get some more Sister Jean content. She is there. She is vaccinated, guys. Big news. Sister Jean is vaccinated.
That's good.
She will be present.
We just said Georgia Tech has the COVID.
She looks good for 101.
She does. And again, I hope after this game, she'll be back at her residence eating graham crackers and drinking orange juice, drinking apple juice and watching Murder, She Wrote. I believe that will happen. So Georgia Tech plus 4.5.
I think she's more of a Matlock gal.
That's it for the Brinks Truck Bets. Drew and Dangles both take Georgia Tech plus 4.5. Drew has a caveat that he might come over to my side for Tennessee minus 7.5. Those are my picks to make us money on a Friday night. Saturday. Now we're moving on to Saturday. Now we're moving on to the fun stuff. Let's hit up the East, Drew. It's your boys. Go Blue.
West Coast Gamblers.
All right, Drew, go Blue. It's your turn, my guy. Michigan is the one seed in the East, and they have, in my opinion, the toughest slate, the toughest region out of all the one seeds. In my opinion, I think they lose to LSU in that second round matchup, but we're not there yet. We're trying to make money in the first round, okay? We're trying to make our listeners money, make ourselves money. Tony Turney is here. Let's break down the East. Schaefer the Sharp, my friend, before we give out our Brinks Truck Bets, our guarantees, do you have any leans for Saturday?
Absolutely, Mr. Tony Squares, I do. And this is something that we talked about Sunday night, fresh off the bracket reveal and impulsive. Guys, Georgetown sucks. They are not good. I'm sorry to say this. They're not good. Colorado, Pac-12.
You never have to apologize for shitting on Georgetown on this podcast. It is 7:20 on the West Coast, and Georgetown still sucks.
I've completely flipped on this. I think Georgetown might be fat, happy of their Big East run. So I would lean pretty heavy here on Colorado. Interesting enough, I also heard, I know, Tony, that you like Sparty to get through the UCLA.
I do.
To beat BYU. However, I did hear from a good source, one of the biggest advantage plays of the first round is if UCLA can get past Michigan State, UCLA matches up very, very well against BYU. If UCLA plays BYU, I might have to do a sprinkle on UCLA And honestly, boys, that's kind of it for my leans. We already talked. It kind of like St. Bonaventure. Obviously, Michigan's line is not out yet because they're playing the winner of the Mount and Texas Southern.
Yep.
But I am excited for my backup the Bringstruck bet here. I think it's a slam dunk.
I'm right there with you on Colorado. It's -4.5 on FanDuel, and I really, really like Colorado versus Georgetown. I'll be taking that spread. It's not – I actually – out of all the regions, this is the one where I'm probably going to be spending the most money because I think there's a lot of games that I think are locks. Colorado -4.5 being one of them. I love LSU. I think those athletes are going to beat up the Bonnies. I think St. Bonaventure's is a great squad. They, you know, it's a well-coached squad. It's a well-coached team, but it's athletes. LSU has NBA players on it, and they're going to beat the crap out of St. Bonaventure's. That shouldn't be as close of a spread as it is. And I don't want to go too crazy because Texas is in my Final Four. Okay, Texas is in my Final Four. But do you know that the only team in the nation that's top 20 in three-point percentage and also the number one defensive team efficiency-wise? It's Abilene Christian. And that spread being at +9.5. I don't know, my friends. I think this might be a little bit closer of a game than people think. I'm not giving it as a lock because it's Abilene effing Christian against the Texas Longhorns. But I'm telling you, the numbers match up for Abilene. Now, I don't know if they've played five teams like Colgate. I have no idea who they've played. But the numbers really like Abilene Christian, and there's a chance they keep it within 10 as the spread concurs. Those are some of my leans. My lock, though, is my lock of the weekend. So before we get to the Bringstruck bet, Dangles, do you have any leans in the East?
It's weird to say this, but I'm actually kind of leaning on potentially Iona covering their 16.5 spread against Alabama. Rick Pitino in the tournament? I mean, Is it crazy to want to bet on Rick Pitino in the tournament?
Yes, it is.
No, not at all.
See, yes, okay, there you go. I don't think it's that
he
crazy
is
at all.
87 years old.
Who cares?
He will be awake for 72 straight hours at that point. There's no chance they're going to win.
16.5 is a big number. Iona's a good shooting team. I don't think it's a terrible bet. I wouldn't go +15 for Grand Canyon against Iowa. I'd stay far, far, far away from that. But I don't mind that 16.5 against Iona. I agree with you on the Colorado game. I think that's a lock. I think Georgetown sucks. Even if I didn't hate Georgetown because of where I went to school, I would still think that they weren't capable of beating this this Colorado team.
Grand Canyon's interesting because usually these 2-15 matchups, it's like, you know, the 2 has all the size and the 15 has some, you know, they have some pride and some cool, you know, maybe they could do it. Grand Canyon's a big team, and Grand Canyon also is very high in the defensive efficiency rankings. So it's going to be interesting to see if Garza can do what he normally does against two other 7-footers. It's going to be an interesting matchup. Schaefer the Sharp, you said you had a Brinks truck lock. You said you had something to give us. Let's make the listeners money. What is your East region Brinks truck bet of the week?
Well, guys, I'm going to try to draw from some tournament experience here. I've been doing this for a long time, over half my life now. And do we remember when Ja Morant sent the world on fire a couple years back and he was dunking all over the place and people were going absolutely nuts? And they smoked their first round opponent, and then they were such a popular pick, Murray State,
yep,
to beat Florida State.
Yep.
And what Florida State did, they absolutely hammered a superior, an athletic inferior team.
Yep.
Florida State is big. They have 10 guys that average between 4 and 13 points a game. I think this is one of my biggest physical mismatches of the tournament. I want to make this almost my favorite play of the first round. I'm just going to even it out for you, though. UNC's Greensboro, I think they're going to look across from the person they're guarding and be like, who the hell is this guy? And Florida State has depth. And I think if you're giving me 10 points,
because
I did, I bought that half point at -122. I got Florida State at -10. If you're giving me 40 minutes for Florida State to get a margin of 10 or plus points, I don't like it. I don't love it. I gotta have it. This is the Cold Stone Creamery lock, baby. Florida State, the Noles, -10. I'm gonna buy it down from 10.5 at -122. That is my backup the Bringstruck bet. Florida State -10.
See, Drew, you started off your description here talking about an NBA prospect coming back and just dunking on fools in the NCAA tournament. I thought you were gonna steal my pick. I thought you were going to go where I was going. I love your Florida State pick. There's nothing against it. Scotty Barnes, NBA player coming off the bench for Florida State. It's insane the depth that they have. UNC Greensboro, thank you for coming. Your flight's later that night. But the team I'm going to take, has to do with a big injury guy coming back for this team, and this is an NBA prospect. This guy is going in the lottery next NBA draft, and that's James Bonight of UConn. This guy is a monster when it comes to the guard position. He is a slasher, he is a dunker, he is a shooter, he is an offensive weapon. And I think this guy just does... I think this guy does just enough to take UConn over the hump over a not-so-great Maryland team, a middle-of-the-road Maryland team. If James Bonight wasn't there, this is a much closer matchup. James Bonight being in that match destroys the hopes and dreams of Maryland. UConn minus three is my lock of the weekend. I think UConn blows this team out, and I actually think UConn gives Iowa some trouble in the second round based on the back of Danny Hurley, who's a great coach, and Bonight, who's an NBA prospect, guaranteed pro. UConn minus three is my Brink's Truck bet of the week. Dangles, what do you got?
Well, Tony, you talked about the how much you like this LSU team on our previous show, our Brackets and Brews show. And
I'm so sorry, Dangles. I'm an idiot. I still think UConn gives the two seed trouble, but it's not Iowa. It's Alabama.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Okay. No worries. So, I know you like this LSU team. And I think they're a very athletic team. They have one of the best offenses in college basketball. But I'm rolling with this St. Bonaventure team, man. I liked them in our last show. I like them now. I got them at +1.5 against LSU, +1.5. I'm picking this upset on my bracket anyway, so I'm going to lay it down on the point and the hook here. I think they beat this LSU team. I think they beat this LSU team, but I think if they do lose, it comes down to like a buzzer beater.
That's the thing. I think Drew got so excited that you were taking the Bonnies because that's who he wants Michigan to play in the second round. I think LSU is a scary team, and I think they're getting a little bit underrated. This team made a run in their conference tournament. They are an athletic, and I think Wade's a good coach. I think there's a chance. I don't see St. Bonnie's matching up well against them. Schaefer the Sharp, who would you rather see, the Bonnies or LSU in round two?
Bonnies.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. But Dangles has the Bonaventures at +1.5. I have UConn at -3. And then they're going to jump regions to play Iowa in the second round. Schaefer the Sharp has Florida State -10, buying the extra half a point. But let's move on now to the final region. The final region. Before we give out some futures funds, we got to talk about Kansas. We're going to the West.
Dub C to the G, West Coast Gamblers.
Sports stars. They're like superheroes.
But they're actually real.
Which is why we've made a podcast about them. You see,
they've all got a story.
But too many of these stories were cut short.
Kobe Bryant.
Payne Stewart.
Flo Jo.
Phil Hughes.
Justin Fashanu.
We're writing episodes about all of them.
And sadly, many more.
Death of a Sports Star. A new series from Crowd Network.
Okay, guys, I told you at the beginning of this podcast that I've changed my bracket that I gave out on Sunday. Kansas is no longer in my Final Four because they are missing two people from this opening round and very likely in the second round if they make it that far. David McCormick is missing. He was their third leading scorer, second leading rebounder. And then they're missing their freshman phenom as well, who was their second leading scorer and leading rebounder. I'm a little bit worried about Kansas. I will say, when it comes to leans, I'm going to give one of my leans first. Kansas -10.5 is going to happen. I don't know if you watch Eastern Washington, but Drew, we've played pickup basketball in the past, and they have a guy in Eastern Washington named Tanner Groves. He's their leading scorer, leading rebounder, and that man is me from pre-quarantine pickup days. He has the headband with the puff of hair. He has the big-ass beard. He has the short shorts and the high socks and a big old tummy. And he just has post moves that are as slow as molasses. Now, Eastern Washington was able to do that against the opponents that they had, but they're not going to be able to do that against Kansas. Kansas -10 in this first round is a guarantee. That's Tony's lean for the day. It's going to happen. I'm going to be betting money on it. But Kansas in the future, it gets a little bit dicey. And that might give you an inkling on what my favorite future bet is so far in this tournament. Dangles, do you have any leans for the West, or should we just go right to Schaefer the Sharp?
I don't have any leans here. I kind of like this bracket the way it is. Let's just move right on to our Brinks.
All right, Schaefer. Now, I have to say, UCSB +7 is sitting there for us. We all liked UCSB to beat Creighton, but again, we're talking about stuff like there's a yellow light on this now. Everyone can't be right. Everyone can't pick this correctly. Are you touching UCSB plus 7?
I'm going to consider it a stronger than average lean tone at UCSB. I also like USC to cover whoever they play, that Wichita State Drake game. I do like USC going into the tournament. However, I do have to talk a little bit about the Kansas Eastern Washington, because like you, I don't really have a feel for the end result. However, we know that Kansas is in quarantine. We know that they haven't been practicing. I think they come out flat. I really think they come out flat. I like Eastern Washington at plus 5.5 in the first half. I think this is one of those halftime bets where you can take advantage of a Kansas not practicing, coming out flat. Maybe they're not as motivated without, you know, the packed crowd or the prestigious Kansas teams of the past. And Bill Self's face is red as a cherry, and he's barking. And they kind of sleepwalk through the first half, and it's an under 5-point game, and they pull away in the second half. So that is a strong lean for me. I like Eastern Washington plus 5 in the first half.
Now, that means to me that there might be a chance for old Tone to make a live bet at halftime and take Kansas to come back and win this game. That might be the play I make. Thank you for thinking of that, because that might be what I do. Because again, all you got to do is Google the name Tanner Groves, and you're going to see the leading scorer for Kansas's opponent, and you're going to want to take Kansas minus 10 immediately. So let's just get to the Brinks Truck bet of this region in the West. Dangle, start us off. Where are you going for this Brinks Truck bet in our final region?
Well, I know you said everybody can't be right. I know you said it's a little bit dodgy, but I am going to that Creighton UCSB game. The Gauchos.
Be a man.
UCSB, the Gauchos, have one loss since December 28th, and they've had very consistent play from their Oregon State transfer star, Ja'Quarri McLaughlin. I think his play makes this more than achievable against Creighton. And now, you know, teams are different from year to year, of course, but Creighton as a university is a 12-22 overall record in the NCAA tournament. They haven't made it farther than the round of 32 since 1974. This is just not a team I want to bet on in March. I'm taking the Gauchos to cover the spread at plus 7. I had it. I think it's down to 6.5 now. I got it at plus 7 yesterday at minus 110.
I love it. I love it, Dangles. Sometimes you just have to say, this is my gut. This is where I'm going. I don't care if everyone else is on this wagon. We're all going to win money together. Shea for the Sharp. What do you have for your lock, your Brinks Truck bet for the West?
Well, guys, again, I was hesitant to go this way because I hate getting a bad number, as you know. I can't stand it, and I got a bad number here. And typically, over time, you're going to not win the majority of your bets. However, my best bet, my backup the Brinks Truck bet for this region, is the Mid-American champion Ohio Bobcats getting 7.5 against Virginia. I just don't believe in this Virginia team. Much like Texas Tech this year, the Virginia team that won the national championship had what? How many pros? DeAndre Hunter,
yeah.
Ty Jerome,
yeah.
Kyle Guy. They had pros on that team.
I wouldn't call Ty Jerome a pro, but he is playing for the NBA right now.
His profession is a professional basketball player.
Very
his
true.
Occupation is a professional basketball player. He's a pro.
So future Eric Devendorf.
And Virginia, same type of category as Kansas. Sitting in, Dangles, help me out. Charlottesville?
Yeah,
Charlottesville.
They're stuck.
Yeah, not practicing. I just think, again, in a team that's you know, already challenged to put up points, I think 7.5 against an Ohio team that can shoot. I think Ohio wins this game if they even shoot moderately okay from the three-point land. And getting 7.5, I love it. I hate that it was at 10 and it got gobbled up in a matter of minutes and it got all the way down to 7.5. I hate that. I hate it. Shea for the Sharp hates that.
Yeah.
However, I bet it at 7.5. It's already in my bet log. Ohio, plus 7.5. Back up the Brinks Truck.
I like it. They've won 9 of 10 heading into the tournament. All 5 of their starters average double figures. And again, we don't know who's going to show up when it comes to Virginia. We don't know who has contract tracing. We don't know who's going to be available. It's going to be an interesting group. So that's Dangles' pick. That's Shea for the Sharps pick. I've saved mine for last because I really love this pick. Did you guys know that the 9-seed Mizzou beat 1-seed Illinois, beat 2-seed Bama, and beat 3-seed Arkansas on the season? But did you also know that they ended the season 3-6 in their last 9 games, losing in 4 of those games, they gave up 80 points or more. And did you know Oklahoma's hitting their stride just at the right time? Did you know Austin Reeves leads their team and was an first-team Big 12 player? Brady Manick is shooting the 3 like a prime Dirk Nowitzki. I am ready for Oklahoma. In fact, I'm ready to say, oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling that everything is going my way. Oklahoma minus 2 is my backup the Brinks truck bet for the Western region. I love it. I'm full of 8-9s. I've never hit 8-9s correctly in my life, and I feel so good about my 8-9 matchups this year. And that's it for our regional bets. But before we move on, we've made money on the podcast. We've given you guys a bet for every region. We've given you guys a first four bet. We have some overs. We have some totals because you can play those too really quickly, guys. Do you have a Brinks truck bet for any over on the weekend, dangles? Any over or under you want to take that is a guarantee hit?
All right, well, let's. I've got one of each. Is that does that work? I'll throw one of each out there. I already mentioned my under, which is the Colgate Arkansas under at 162.5. Again, don't be fooled. It's a rookie move, first timer move to get fooled by the Colgate's 14-1 record. Don't look at their overall record. They've played 5 teams this year. Let me reiterate that, 5 teams. I think the under is an absolute lock for that game, and my over. Believe it or not, as much as it scares me to be saying this and betting an over in a Syracuse game, I'm betting the over
at
139.5 in this Syracuse-San Diego State. I just feel like this is going to be a high-scoring game. The Aztecs are
Buddy
always
Boeheim.
A team that pours it on. Yeah, and Buddy Boeheim and Quincy Guerrier are likely to go off as well and can go off at any time. I think that over at 139.5 is an absolute lock. So again, Syracuse-San Diego State over 139.5. I got that at minus 108. And then Colgate and Arkansas under 162.5, also minus 108.
Okay.
Taking a Syracuse over in the tournament literally makes me want to throw up.
It just, dude, I know. I know. And I'm with you.
See,
I
think if that game goes over, San Diego State wins. So I'm not going to take that because it goes against what I want to happen. But I see you, Dangles. Buddy Boeheim, baby. You got to love the alliteration. I only took an over. Because, again, I'm hoping for points on NCAA. I make enough money on unders during the NFL season. I don't want to root against unprofessional basketball players. I want to root for points. I want to root for fun. Did you guys know Liberty is 11th in the nation in three-point shooting? Did you guys know Liberty is 8th in the nation in offensive efficiency? And did you guys know Oklahoma State has the number one overall pick, Cade Cunningham, running their team? I love the over in that game. Over 140, OK State, Liberty. I don't know if Liberty's going to, you know, a lot of people have Liberty as a sexy pick, a sexy upset. That pick. I do know they can shoot the lights off. I like the over 140 in that game. It's going to be up and down. Very excited for that. Shea for the sharp.
Tony, I'm impressed with that. I might have to jump on that with you, my friend. Well done. Yes, I've already spoke on my Purdue North Texas under lean at 126.5. Might sprinkle something on North Texas under points and win the bet and send a screenshot to our friend Kendrick Perkins to make sure he knows I don't completely suck. I also like another lean in the Virginia Tech Florida under 135. I think those two teams are going to struggle to score, and that's kind of a knock them out, drag them game. However, my best bet for an under, we talked about Texas Tech, we talked about Utah State. I lean Utah State with the points, but I do think their size is going to give Texas Tech troubles, and I also just think this is going to be a game where points are going to be tough to come by. I got this total at 132. It's going to be my best under of the first round. Texas Tech, Utah State, under 132. I'm not going to mess with the spread. I'm just going to go for missed shots and, you know, some bad basketball. So that is my best under bet for the week for the first round.
So those are our overs. Those are our unders. Oh, you have your
however,
over.
Oh, yeah. No, this is my favorite total of the first round.
Oh, okay.
As we mentioned, the Ohio State Buckeyes. Thank you, Evergreen. Play Oral Bob. Oral Roberts, affectionately known as Oral Bob. These two teams, they cannot guard anybody, and Ohio State can put up points, and I think Oral Bob will compete with them for a little bit in the first half. I don't know about the spread. However, over 157, I think Ohio State can legitimately put up 90. I mean, they put up 80-something points against Michigan. I think Oral Bob can keep pace. My best over, Ohio State, Oral Roberts, over 157.
Oral Bob is just an A-plus porn star name.
That's well said, Dangles.
And again, I have to mention we are a proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network. Now, before we move forward, we've given out our over-unders, we've given out our against-the-spread picks, we've given out our first four picks, but now's the time to make a future bet if you want to. Now's the time to say, hey, I think this team's going to win it all. Now, Schaefer the Sharp gave us a pointer on if you think a favorite is going to win it all, you might as well just bet their money line parlay all the way to the end. I personally wouldn't mind putting a little dabble on Texas at plus 2,000. I think they have a chance to be in there, and then you can hedge it if you want to, but before we get there, I know I have one future that I'm looking at. Do you guys have any futures, any long shots, any things you want to take before we get into Sunday?
We all heard me talk about the mechanical parlay, rolling over the money line,
yep,
blah, blah, blah. However, I'm looking at this West region, and I'm looking at a Gonzaga team that potentially has to play a Kansas team, a Virginia team, a Creighton team, and then
just
Iowa,
pushovers.
Obviously. Iowa could cause them some issues, but I think if anything, Iowa just needs to play perfect basketball, and Garza has shown if you can guard Garza one-on-one, which Gonzaga will be able to do, Iowa's not that good. So this is uncharacteristic of me, but I made this bet. I laid minus 230 for Gonzaga to make it out of the West region to go to the Final Four. Gonzaga minus 230 just to make it to the Final Four. One of my best bets of the tournament. I know that means you got to lay $2.30 for every dollar you win. I think the value is through the roof here. And just so you know, the mechanical parlay wouldn't work in this sense because you're literally not going to get any value the first round or second round. So I'm taking Gonzaga to come out of the West to make the Final Four. Minus 230.
Now, there are some fun bets out there you can take depending on what book you're looking at. You can take a will a 12 seed beat a 5 or will a 13 seed beat a 4. Now, you have to be careful with those because those numbers might look juicy on the yes or no side. But if you actually do the math, like for instance, will a 13 beat a 4? If you say no, that means all the 13s are going to lose. You'll actually make more money if you do a four-game parlay with all the 4-seed money lines. So just be careful when you're out there trying to make this work. I will say this, though. On FanDuel is a very interesting one. It's will a 14, 15, or 16 seed win a game? Yes or no? Both are pretty even money. If you're unlike me and you think the Colgates of the world, the Eastern Washingtons of the world, they have no chance. They have no chance. Yes, you're taking technically a 12-team parlay, but you're taking the 1, the 2s, and the 3s. Drew's already talked about last week how the 1s and 2s just put them through. It doesn't happen. They don't lose. And then the 3 seeds as well. If you think Kansas, Arkansas, those teams are they're surefire locks, it's even money to say that a 14, 15, 16 seed will not win a game. There's also even money if you want to take they will win a game, but you're much better betting the money line on those individual teams in that regard.
Dangles, Tony, I'm not sure if you guys, you know, this is a podcast. We try to talk in units and not money, right? We don't know your financial prowess. We don't know what you're wagering on this, and nor do we care. We just want you to win some money.
We just want you to make more than you have now.
However, don't tell my wife. She doesn't listen to the show, so it doesn't matter. There is a prop on DraftKings that is literally my favorite prop that I've ever seen in any tournament. And I will be giving this on Gina Paradiso's podcast tomorrow. Will a 1 seed lose? The no is minus 1,000. I can't think of a better way to spend your stimulus check from Uncle Sam. Take the $1,400, place it on the ones to not lose a game. That's $140. Now I know that's going to make people, you know, grow hair on their knuckles and shake their knees. I can't get over that. That doesn't even seem right. It doesn't even seem right to me. How is that a thing? How is that a thing? And I'll tell you why it's a thing. Because no one's going to see the minus 1,000 and go, oh my God, you have to spend $10 to win $1. No way. That is the cold stone lack of the world. If for whatever reason, a 16 seed wins, I'm just going to quit the podcast. I'm never going to gamble again.
This is the final episode of Schaefer the Sharp. Thank you for joining us. Yeah. You've given us a lot of years of your life. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you, Drew.
But yeah. this is that bet. If it for some reason did not hit, we would not be able to do the podcast anymore.
The whiteheads are going to get you in Hartford.
Minus 1,000, book it. I'm placing it. I don't care.
I'm going to send you a Drexel Dragon shirt.
No married man in his right mind would place that bet. No married man has not just recently had an ice pick lobotomy would place that bet.
The worst part is, Dangles, his team is a 1 seed. His team is a one seed. He is jinxing his own team.
If Michigan loses to a 16 seed and makes me lose that bet, I will sit on this tumbler.
All right, before we leave, before we go. Oh, Dangles, did you have futures you have to give out?
I did have some futures.
All right, let's go. Rifle through it. We got a long show.
Really quickly. Big Ten conference to win the national title. Big Ten plus 175. Michigan, Illinois, Ohio State, Iowa. All high seeds, plus money. There's five other teams also in the tournament from the Big Ten. It's a numbers bet. Under 1.5 number one seeds in the Final Four, plus 155. Since the NCAA expanded the tournament, this has been the case about 43% of the time. It's happened 15 times. Two number one seeds have gone 13 times, 37%. All four have only gone once. None have gone twice. I love that bet under 1.5.
All right, last one before we wrap it up. I know it's been a long show. There's a lot of numbers thrown at you, but we're trying to make you money. We did well in the Super Bowl when it was just props after props after props. We've done the research on this, and we got winners, folks, and I'm excited to see what our records are at the end of this. But, Drew, I have to ask you, the Big Ten, the Big 12, those have the most entrance into this field. Which do you prefer is the more powerful conference? The Big Ten, as Dangle said, Michigan, Illinois, Iowa, Ohio State. Big 12 is Baylor, Texas, West Virginia, KU. Which would you see as the more powerful conference this year?
Well, clearly I'm biased because I live in Big Ten country and I root for a Big Ten team. I think those are the two premier conferences, but I would lean Big Ten.
So in the Big Ten, there is a prop out there right now, over or under 5.5 teams to make the round of 32. That's a lot of teams. But the first four are gimmies: Michigan, Illinois, Iowa, Ohio State, 1 and 2 seeds. Drew already said Purdue is one of his best bets, so that's your fifth team right there. And then you need one other team out of Wisconsin, Rutgers, Maryland, or Michigan State to make the round of 32. That, yes, is minus 112. So you're pretty much getting okay. Even money. Again, It's a 6-team parlay, essentially, is what you're taking, but you have options to lose. You need one of these teams, Wisconsin, Rutgers, Maryland, or Michigan State, to make the second round. And that, again, is even money. If you think the Big 12's better, it's the same number for them, over 5.5. Now, I don't think they have the strength at all, but you have Baylor, Texas, West Virginia, pretty much gimmies. You also have KU and OK State to make your five teams. And then it's Texas Tech and Oklahoma. I think Oklahoma's a gimme, but again, people are worried about Liberty over OK State. People are worried about Kansas in the beginning. I'm very much worried about Texas Tech. The no on that to have essentially five teams or less is plus 115. So again, just something to think about, little dabbles, little fruits, little ways to make you money. But that's all we have for the chock
Tony,
full of picks opening round show. What do you got, Drew?
Sorry, very quickly. I love that Purdue lean. Purdue, One of my futures, plus 100, even money for Purdue to make the Sweet 16, and I'm going to sprinkle something on the Oregon Ducks at plus 500 to make the Elite Eight.
Ooh, I like that. I have a bunch of USC shit. I could not be more against USC right now. For them not to make the Sweet 16 is a nice bet I like to take too, but we've given out too much. We've thrown so much at our listeners, they have to take our Brinks Truck bets, our overs, our futures, all of the above. And again, first four bets at the top. We're making money starting immediately. Mount St. Mary's is the first bet that we gave out on this show. We got a lot of feelers. From Matthew Dangles, D'Angelo Antonio, for Schaefer the Sharp, Drew Schaefer Crookston, my name is Tony Cavallo. We are the West Coast Gamblers. We are here to make you money. A proud member of the Evergreen Podcast Network until they hear about how we make fun of Ohio every single show. That's the end of it. Thank you for listening.
Who you betting on? Always on black, fat stats in the pocket, whole squad, fast tag. Send the bookie, tell him bring it from the bag. No, we coming for the bag. West Coast, C to the G, West Coast gang. Who you betting on? Always on black, fat stats in the pocket, whole squad, fast tag. Send the bookie, tell him bring it from the bag. We coming for the
sets up deep in the pocket, goes down the field for Smith. Oh, he caught it! Smith, touchdown, 85 yards.
Dub C to the G, West Coast Gamblers.
What was it like to be there for historical sports moments and unforgettable performances? To be behind the scenes? On Press Box Access, you'll hear from me, Todd Jones, and other sports writers about their experiences with the greatest athletes, coaches, and sports events of the past half century. We'll share some stories behind the stories, some big, some small, and some we've only told each other. Let us buy you a round on Press Box Access.